Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
A beautiful Monday night in Miami. Welcome to TC Live as we wrap up a full day of action at Hard Rock Stadium and get you ready for Tuesday's big matches. A lot to discuss over the next half hour. The Fab Five of American women all in action, including a first-time match between two of them. So who would make it to the Elite Eight as Miami March Madness continues? Plus, all the stars were out to see the show between Carlos Alcaraz and Gael Monfils. Who hit the hottest shot, and would it be enough to advance? And a day after playing what he says is his final match in Miami, Andy Murray gives us some more bad news on his health. All the details straight ahead on TC Live. Come on into our studios. Great to have you here with us. As always, Steve Weissman back alongside the Golden Girl, Monica Puig. We've got the Hall of Famer, Andy Roddick, on the big screen as always. And we've got a shocker that we just saw. The world number one is out. How about a Katerina Alexandrova in straight sets, Monica?
She's a really dangerous player. I've seen her many times pull off these really big upsets. It's just about stringing them together. And we saw in Iga's previous match, she looked uncomfortable. The conditions haven't quite suited her game like they did in Indian Wells. She looked a little bit more negative than we're used to seeing from Iga. So you know what? I think for her, it's just time to turn the page, start focusing on clay court season, which is really where she thrives.
Fifth top five win for Alexandrova, Andy, but the first time she had ever faced a world number one. What was your reaction to what you just saw?
I don't know much about much, Steve, but it's a simple math computation. If you hit 29 winners in two sets, it tends to go your way. Like Monica said, the conditions here don't favor Iga as much as they do in Indian Wells. This court, you're able to hit through it a little bit more, and Alexandrova put on a clinic on getting through the court today, switching directions, going through that forehand side to set up winners either down the line or cross court. Just an unreal performance.
It really was a clinic. Normally it's Iga putting on the clinic. We'll have full highlights of that match coming up later on TC Live, but we begin with rough news for Andy Murray. We saw it yesterday, hurt his ankle in that three-set marathon against Thomas Mahach, and he tweeted the even worse news. I suffered a full rupture of one ligament in my ankle and near fullness rupture on another one. Said this is a tough one to take. I'll be out for an extended period, but I'll be back with one hip and no ankle ligaments when the time is right. Wink emoji. So even a little joke there from Murray, despite the tough news. Andy, when you saw what he put out there, what did you think?
I immediately Googled this injury and recovery time. Frankly speaking, like I'm okay with him riding off the clay court season. Yeah. At this point, all I want is the proper send off. All signs go to Queen's Club, Wimbledon. Can we get this right? Or at least can we get it manageable? I could care less about results for Andy Murray at this point. I could care less, about him being competitive. I want him to have that deserved send off on center court at Wimbledon. I hope he can get better by then. It's the place where it seems like he should end his career.
What did WebMD tell you about the recovery time?
He's going to need to start icing immediately, Steve.
Okay. Monica, tough scenes here. He finished that match, which was incredible to see. Almost won that match, but then, of course, couldn't play doubles today, and now will be out an extended time.
Yeah, that's what really surprised me, because I was watching the replay, and it didn't really look like he did anything or twisted it over his ankle. He was definitely moving gingerly on the court, but was walking off the court fine, didn't really see a limp. But sometimes that's the thing about injuries, is that maybe with the adrenaline and everything going on, you might not feel it until later, and then probably the ankle, you know, swelled up like, you know, grapefruit, and then you have to go and check it out. But you know, it's tough news. He's taking it. I mean, judging by the tweet, he's taking it, you know, with a grain of salt. Like, I can come back. If we've seen anything from Andy Murray, is that he's very resilient. He's going to do what he can to do exactly what Andy said and come back for the proper send-off at the grass courts, which is where he is at home.
Yeah. Listen, we send our best to Andy Murray. Hope you heal up soon and hope to see you back on the court as soon as possible as well. Meantime, to the action on the court today. And we had five American women into the Sweet 16 in Miami, most in more than two decades. We start with two of them playing each other for the first time, Monica, Emma Navarro and Jessie Pegula.
It's like what we've been seeing from Maria Sakkari. The new voices are helping, and Jessie Pegula also with a coaching change on her side. She talked about that. She has two coaches. It helps her with two different voices. She was down 4-1 in this first set against Navarro, but Jessie Pegula stepping in, taking the ball early, ripping some backhands. And I remember last year, Jessie Pegula said, "What do you mean I can't hit the ball as hard as other players can?" She just has easy power on both wings. She likes to step in. She likes to transition into a net. A very accomplished doubles player. So she has that on her side. It's been nice to see Jessie feeling a little bit more comfortable after having a rocky start to the season, and this is a really great win.
Fifth straight win over a fellow American for Pegula into the Miami quarters for the third straight year. First U.S. woman to do that since Serena Williams. How about the top-ranked American in the world, Coco Gauff, taking on Caroline Garcia? Andy, fifth meeting, two wins apiece coming in. So who would take the rubber match?
Yeah, there was no mystery about how this match was going to be played. The only question was who was going to be able to execute better. And on the day, it was Caroline Garcia. You knew she was going to come forward. You knew she does not want to. She knows she doesn't want to get into extended rallies with Coco. Coco, always the competitor, always finds a way to problem solve, was able to fight back here in the second set, driving it to the corners a bit more, creating space, right? As Dave Matthews said, the space between is Coco's friend here, right? I need more space between you and her so she's not coming up with points like this where she's able to drive to the corners, get in quickly, take advantage of Coco's second serve. And Garcia has done an unbelievable job executing a very high-risk game plan the last 2 days, Steve. She's streaky, and she is on one right now.
Fly like Caro. It's not ants marching. It's just fly like Caro. Garcia into her first quarterfinal of the season. Had lost seven straight against top 10 opponents before this one. Gets a top three win for the first time in 2 years and becomes the first French woman to make the Elite Eight here since Marion Bartoli in 2012. Joined Prakash on our desk after.
You were sensational out there. Congratulations. You were so clutch on the big points. You saved 71% of the break points that you faced. What did you do so well mentally on those big points?
I think I stay positive and optimistic about my serve, you know, trying to take the advantage of the rally as soon as I can. And obviously, I mean, the first game of the third set was quite important for me and maybe for her also. And I was able to, you know, I got a bit lucky because my forehand is catching the line for me a little bit, but I went for it, so maybe it's my reward.
Another American, Danielle Collins, been in cruise control since dropping the first set of the tournament. Scores of 6-1, 6-1, 6-2, 6-2, 6-1, 6-2, and then, Monica, 3-2 today.
I mean, she may want to think her retirement strategy because this is some impressive stuff from Danielle Collins. I haven't seen her play this well in a few years. And when I saw her in Abu Dhabi, I was like, wait a minute. This is a different Danielle Collins than what we're used to seeing. She is focused. She is determined. She is feisty. Kind of got into it there in the second set. The Romanian fans were really trying to root Kirstea over the line for this one, but Collins is just moving well, really slapping the ball around the court like she doesn't care. And honestly, this is the Collins that we really like to see and who can make some noise.
How about a little smooch to the fans there that were cheering for Sorana Kirstea throughout the match into the quarters for the third time in Miami. She will face Caroline Garcia, who Collins is, by the way, a perfect 3-0 against in her career, all wins in straight sets. So what do you think about one of the unseeded players in Danielle Collins, Andy, making it back to the quarters?
Yeah, and put some faith in matchups, Steve, right? Like, you can have confidence. It's just the way it shakes out sometimes, but the Danimal is in full flight, dominating play from the middle of the court, not getting extended to the lines, can play it both ways, right? Cross court, down the line. She is going to keep Caroline Garcia on her back foot. It's going to be a matter of, again, Collins making first serves, not giving those second serves looks to Garcia, and hopefully Garcia's first serve percentage drops a little bit. But when Danimal kind of gets her teeth into a point, it's tough to regain control.
When the Danimal's loose, there's not much you can do, Monica. You've been on both sides of that. Listen, what do you think about this matchup coming up against Garcia?
I mean, I've known Danielle since we were 12 years old playing tournaments. So, I mean, I've known her for a really long time. And she has been playing incredibly well. She is taking the matches with the attitude that everything from here on out is a bonus, and I think that's helping her. Once again, like I said yesterday with the matchup of Coco Gauff and Garcia, it's going to be about the serving, because once Garcia starts to feel that Danielle is starting to rip balls from side to side, no matter where she hits, then that's where she's going to start to struggle a little bit, and I think everything starts breaking down from the Garcia serve and the forehand. So if Danielle can really start taking it to Garcia early, I think Garcia is going to feel that pressure. But Garcia is riding a high, like you said, streak, and the streak is going. So she wants to continue this kind of confidence. And if she believes in herself the way that she has, we've seen her do some pretty remarkable things.
Yeah, Collins has made the semifinals in Miami before. There's a home tournament for her. She's a Florida girl. I don't know. Big things coming for Danielle Collins the rest of this tournament. On the men's side, we had the blockbuster we were talking about, the all-hotshot box office highlight affair between top seed Carlos Alcaraz and Gael Monfils. Andy, we had Neymar, Jimmy Butler, Juan Martín Del Potro all in attendance for this one.
Dude, and they were all amazed by the feel that Alcaraz shows. Like, be that well-versed in the baseline and then consistently hit shots like this. That's a foot in front of the service line with no pace, hitting a little dropper from above the shoulder. Not an easy shot, Steve. I promise you, I bricked too many of those in very tight circumstances. That is ridiculous, and he just does it. He makes it look easy. It's like, it's like a spoil of riches. I wish I would have had half the options that Alcaraz has. And at this point, he's just having fun. He's playing video games at this point. This shot right here, playing it up and away, he almost baited him into getting it just so he can hit the pass. It is absurd how good this kid is, especially when he's confident. He is in full flight go. Chuckster, Steve.
Both hot shots from Alcaraz. Monfils had a pretty cool shot in there, too. What do you think for later in the show?
I just think take any one of those volleys from Alcaraz, and no disrespect to Monfils, this is different gravy.
All right, it's all Chuckster. Alcaraz broke four times, won more than 75% of the points on his first serve. He is into the Sweet 16 as he goes on for the Sunshine Double. Let's hear from him.
He's a great athlete. He reads almost every ball, so I have to be patient. But at the same time, you know, with my forehand, my best shot, try to move him around the court, trying to get him tired a little bit, and you know, giving myself the chance to dominate the point, try to go to the net, and hitting my best shots. That's what I was trying to do in the match. I think he worked pretty well. I'm really happy with that.
So Alcaraz will play the winner of this one between Ben Shelton and Lorenzo Musetti. Shelton trying to reach back-to-back fourth rounds at Masters events for the first time in his career, Monica.
And you were talking about highlight reel with the match that we just saw. There were a couple pretty impressive points in this match as well, and I really like the way that Musetti was taking it to Shelton. We know that Shelton can hit a big ball. We know that he can hit some big serves, but Musetti was really working the court. He was really working the ball, and we know that Ben Shelton, once he gets a chance to rip the ball, he can do some pretty nasty things. But Musetti just taking advantage of a couple of unforced errors here from Shelton, and this point was absolutely ridiculous. Backhand pass up the line on the full stretch. And Musetti, I have to give him so much credit, just playing so well, returned remarkably well in this match as well, which you have to do against Ben Shelton. And he really deserved to win this one today.
Huge win for Lorenzo Musetti. By the way, when you do it with a one-hander, it just looks better. Joins Jannik Sinner, Matteo Arnaldi in the Sweet 16. First time ever, three Italians have reached that stage at a Masters 1000 event on hard courts. Still to come on the show, it is our FanDuel match preview. Casper Ruud and Nico Jarry. How much will the South American fans be a factor? Our experts discuss.
Thank you. Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Monica, Andy, Steve back on TC Live tomorrow on T2. Take a look at our featured matches. Casper Ruud and Nicholas Jarry. Then it's Chris O'Connell and Yannick Sinner. You can find T2 on all those platforms you see at the bottom of the screen. You probably have one of them. Ted Robinson, Nico Pereira on the call. And for a look at the forecast in Miami on Tuesday, here is Fox Weather.
Hello, tennis fans. I'm Fox Weather meteorologist Stephen Morgan. Here's tomorrow's Miami Open forecast. Partly cloudy skies, highs in the low 80s. Better forecast than what we had to deal with this past weekend. Remember, you can download the Fox Weather app or stream Fox Weather from your favorite connected TV device.
Thank you, Stephen. Time now for our FanDuel match preview. Casper Ruud, Nico Jarry, the favorite player here is Ruud. 2-1 head-to-head, split two matches last year, but both of those came on clay. Roddick, what do you think of these odds?
2-1, I like Jarry. I think this court is playing pretty quick. He hits it through the court, probably serves a little bit better. And don't underestimate the South American fans. I don't know. It's kind of a pick 'em heads up, but 2-1, I'll take the love in Jarry.
I echo that for the fan base primarily because we've seen Casper already quite chatty in this tournament. So, you know, I don't think that it's going to be more about the tennis. I think he's probably going to get pretty frustrated with the fans. Like, we've seen a lot of players already having some trouble when there's the big Latin American fan base in Miami. It's just a given.
All right, for the money, it's Jarry. I still think Casper wins the match. Right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets if your $5 bet wins. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and start making every moment more. When we come back, take a look at this. What made Andy look like that? Another big anniversary for our guy. Don't go anywhere. Beautiful scenes from Miami as we welcome you back to TC Live. The world number one, Iga Swiatek, under the lights, had to come back from a set down in the last round against Linda Noskova. She would go down early again against Ekaterina Alexandrova, Monica.
Yeah, this is what we talked about at the beginning of the show. Alexandrova showing no mercy against the world number one. Looked really impressive off the bat, pretty much putting Iga on the ropes early. And this is the type of game that Iga usually struggles with. She does not like when people boss her around on the court. This court is playing fast. Iga has yet to show that she is comfortable and confident here in Miami. And Alexandrova basically running away with it. We saw a very negative Iga. She didn't really know, like, she looked confused out on the court. Didn't really know what to do. Many times with the towel over her head, just all up in her feels. But Alexandrova played a really solid and consistent match the whole way through.
Just the third player not to drop serve against Swiatek in a 1,000-level match. 31 winners, dominating. You don't see that often. Elena Rybakina, Madison Keys, Andy, and the American struggled in this one.
Yeah, and last night, Steve, listen, I'm going to tell you when I'm right. I'm going to tell you when I'm wrong. I thought Rybakina was going to be worse for the wear. From playing Taylor Townsend, being sick last week, 1,000% wrong. She looked like she was in full flight, was mixing it up, was actually beating Madison Keys cross-court to cross-court on the forehand side, which doesn't normally happen. You see it right there again, just pegging that side and then opening it up to the backhand. She looked great today, had all four corners working on the serves, which she's so capable of doing. But I thought this was her best match that I've seen her play potentially this year. Was in control start to finish. I think the score line was actually tighter than the match.
Served so well. 81% of the points on first serve, 50% on second serve. Rybakina is moving on. So let's take a look at the quarterfinals. Now set in Miami. Monica, which matchup are you most excited about?
I think that Garcia Collins is going to be a great matchup. I want to see that hard-hitting tennis. I feel sorry for the tennis balls in that match because they are just going to be absolutely obliterated.
How about Putin Seva joining Collins as the only non-seeded players into the final eight? Back to the men we go, Andy, and 2018 finalist Sasha Zverev taking on our guy Chris Eubanks, one of three Americans left in the draw. And Zverev playing some solid tennis.
Yeah, and Banks got off to a great start here, playing a great point, getting the break, and then wheels come off a little bit. You never want to double fault when you're serving up the set, Steve. Eubanks knows it. Zverev knows it. But then they get into the breaker, and Zverev just clamps down. He is a little bit more consistent. Right there, you need to put a little bit more on that. Misses it long, maybe forces the issue just a touch, and Zverev can serve bombs, Steve. He's up around 140 all the time. Settled in a little bit more here in the second set. Made Eubanks hit up to him. What? Try lobbing someone 6'7", then passing him with the line. Not as easy as Zverev just made it look, Steve. Downhill snowball from there, flashing the feel here to win. Zverev 6-4, comfortable one. Eubanks gonna wish he served that first set out.
The American out after making the quarterfinals last year, and Zverev is moving on. Time now to see what's trending inside the social net. On this day, 2001, Andy Roddick defeats Pete Sampras, the USTA making us aware of this third round match in Miami. Roddick, what do you remember most about this one?
First match I think I played on national television, playing your idol. I was having a hard time not looking across the net at Pete, kind of flipping the old sweat off the brow. Dream come true. I think he was 3 in the world, had just won Indian Wells. I think I was 140 in the world, had barely graduated high school. This is one of my, I think this is one of my favorite matches of all time. You get a chance to play your idol, and then to win in front of a packed house was a dream for me.
Oh, man, the emotions. It's just like goosebumps over here. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love a good Kivas game moment, too.
I know the good old Crandon Park, we'll always love it. And that was, those are those moments where it's like you beat Pete Sampras, and forever you've beaten Pete Sampras. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. And this is pre-visor days as well, right?
I had the hair underneath there once upon a time, Steve. It got to the visor pretty quick. Wish I hadn't left it. I blame Brad Gilbert.
But there's sick visors now that have like that patch of hair on it. So, you know, you can get one of those.
I need it.
Hair's been looking great of late. Just so you know.
Yeah, a lot of pills, Steve. A lot of pills. Let's grow, baby. Grow, baby, grow.
Hey, whatever works. Here's our schedule on Tuesday, starting once again, 11 a.m. Eastern, night session, 7 p.m. The three of us back with you and tons of hair on TC Live following all the action. Hot shot of the day after this.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
All right, it's that time. Who gets our hot shot of the day? It's not Alcaraz or Monfils, Roddick.
What looks cooler, Steve? One-handers always look cooler, especially when they're on the run, hard enough to hit a return, stick to the middle, and then the flip out the line. Look at this curve. Bend it like Musetti? What do you think? No?
A little flick of the wrist.
Maybe not.
Flick of the wrist.
All right, I tried.
It does. One hand always looks cooler, no doubt. Here's our lineup. Big time matches coming at you. 11 a.m. Eastern on Tuesday. Medvedev in action. Carlos Alcaraz taking on Musetti. Dimitrov against Hurkacz. Sakkari came through today without having to play a match. Gets Rybakina. And then Zverev against Khachanov. For more on these matches, we send it back to South Beach with Danny and Prakash.
All
right, Steve, back here at our Tennis Channel Cadillac desk. Prakash, Maria Sakkari got into the quarterfinals via walkover. Yep. You have Elena Rybakina as her opponent there. Who do you give the edge to?
Under normal circumstances, given the conditions here, the quicker courts, a little bit more like the WTA finals last year, I'd probably back Rybakina, even though that was a very tight encounter. I just think Rybakina might not have found her full strength yet, still recovering from that illness from Indian Wells. Sakkari's in brilliant form, so you probably do have to lean towards Sakkari, even though the conditions favor Rybakina.
Certainly looking forward to quarterfinal action. It's all going up on a Tuesday here in Miami.
All right, thanks so much. Let's talk about one of the big matches coming up tomorrow. Carlos Alcaraz taking on Lorenzo Musetti. They've played three times before. Alcaraz leads the head-to-head, Andy, but from what you've seen from both these guys so far, what does Musetti need to do to get the upset?
Maybe prayer. I don't know. I think, listen, no disrespect to Musetti, but when Alcaraz is in full flight, like, where does he make gains consistently, right? Like, Alcaraz is going to be in return games. He served 81% first serves today. He can play through you. He can play around you. He can bring you in. So I just don't know where Musetti goes. Like, you got to up your risk profile. Is Musetti just going to wing one-handers up the line for 3 hours? I'm not sure. But, like, it's no disrespect to Musetti. I'm just so impressed with what Carlos is bringing. He's in full flight. He can beat you a number of different ways. I like Alcaraz going away.
I like Alcaraz as well. I feel like today Musetti was able to get away with some of the Ben Shelton errors there. I thought Musetti played great. All credit to him for winning that match. But the way that Carlos Alcaraz has been playing, he has just looked super solid. I love the way that he's smiling out on the court. When you're enjoying yourself, everything is going to be trending in your direction. There is one thing. We're definitely going to get the hot shot of the day from this match because, I mean, you already had such great points from both matches. Now we combine them together. That's a guarantee.
It's got to be right. You got to be right because I was shocked that it wasn't Alcaraz and Monfils tonight. But Musetti, for 3 hours, he just flicks backhand winners.
Just put the shades on. It's cool. It's cool.
That could be something special. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us once again on TC Live. For Andy Roddick, Monica Puig, I'm Steve Weissman. The action for Miami continues right after this. Look at the winners on a Monday night. Special stuff, as always, from Hard Rock Stadium.